Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50. Glad to have you here today. I'm here in studio with Carla Winchester. Carla, what's happening?
Tim, it's a great day, and today we get a chance to interview a person that I know you had an opportunity to meet earlier this year.
I did.
Holly Schroeder, and she's the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Santa Clarita Valley Economic Development Corporation, and I can't wait to dive into her interview because I think she has a wealth of insight to share with our listening audience. For those of you that may not know Holly, she has been named not once, but twice Santa Clarita Valley's 51 most influential people. So 2 years straight, she was nominated. And that
My
just
goodness.
Speaks to what a great and influential leader she is. And I'm really excited to hear her insights today.
Me too. And we're not going to tarry any further. Holly, welcome to the call. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Congratulations on being named to this list and sounds like many others.
Thank you.
Let me get right to the genesis of you getting to economic development. Who would be the person or mentor that you credit to getting you started in this business?
You know, I didn't start in economic development. I've had a pretty varied career over the past couple of decades, and most recently had worked with some residential developers in the Home Building Association and really worked through the recession time period with a number of those companies. And an opportunity came up here in the Santa Clarita Valley where I lived and worked and knew many folks. And I was compelled to join the Economic Development Corporation because of the absolutely amazing board of directors that leads this organization. It is a very diverse group of people, but they are so committed to the economic future of this region and really making sure that it is robust and diverse and resilient so that we can continue to have a great quality of life and great job opportunities for years to come, that you just couldn't pass up that type of an opportunity.
Well, and it sounds like you're still just as passionate today about that opportunity. What's keeping you inspired today? You got challenges like the rest of us, particularly on the West Coast. There's all kinds of challenges just like there are in the Midwest and the South. America is challenged with economic development, but what's inspiring you through all the work you have to try to overcome?
It's amazing and wonderful to meet the companies that work here in the Santa Clarita Valley or companies that are growing and expanding and considering relocating to the Santa Clarita Valley. It is inspiring to see all the different ways that people make a living, all the different inventions and creations and services that companies provide that provide jobs for our citizens. They're so innovative. It astounds me every day, and it's so much fun to learn and work with these companies, and it just makes you want to help them be successful.
Yeah, and it sounds like you are helping them be successful. Can you, just for people who think about going into leadership in economic development, what's a day in the life like for Holly?
There really isn't a typical day in the life, which is part of what makes it such a fun career and field to work in. You meet with lots of different people, so you have to like learning and talking to people because you're working with your board, you're working with local businesses, you're working with real estate brokers, and you're working with politicians. I mean, you meet with lots of different types of people with lots of different perspectives all the time, and you're trying to harmonize and bring those ideas together toward the vision for your region. And so it's different every single day, which is what really keeps it to be an exciting field.
Tell us about the shifts or changes you're seeing in your area or in California today. Are you watching changes in our environment?
Yeah, what's happening for us that's pretty exciting in our region is we have a new development underway. California is a difficult place to get new development projects underway and can take some time to get projects approved. But we have a significant amount of new industrial development happening in our region, and that's some of the first new construction of industrial space that's been underway in Los Angeles County in nearly a decade, and we have very low vacancy rates. And that creates a tremendous benefit into the ecosystem here to relieve some of that constraint on supply and bring some new opportunities for businesses. It's very exciting to have that happening.
So, with all of that excitement, all that's going on there, and the ways that you're having to innovate to do that. Where do those great ideas come from? Are you talking to community members? Is it staff people? Is it kind of one of those things where new ideas come from just doing the work? Where is innovation born in your organization?
It's really all of the above. It comes from staff. I have a wonderful team of staff, and we get together and brainstorm on ideas. It comes from my board, who is very connected to the community. They are influential people in the community, and the ideas that they come up with from based on their own business experience or based on conversations they're having with friends, neighbors, and business colleagues about what is needed in the community. And then, of course, there's always the random person you run into at the grocery store who knows what I do and says, hey, this is what something that's going on. Y'all got to pay attention
sure.
to this. And everyone has an idea. You know, it's a community that cares, and that makes it a lot of fun to work with and generate those ideas and see which one can be successful.
I want to transition to leadership really quickly and talk about kind of some leadership principles. With all you've seen in economic development and in leadership, what word of advice would you have for somebody looking to be in a point leadership position?
You know, leadership so much comes down to communication. You're working with people to help coalesce around a vision and a goal. And so facilitating communication is just really critical. I think it's important to be open and approachable so that you're listening to folks so that they feel they can come to you, but then to also be open with your thinking so that people can come along and sort of track the progress towards wherever the organization is trying to go. I really think almost everything comes down to good communication. And so the more transparent you can be as a leader, the more success you'll have.
I think you're absolutely right. Transparency builds the cohesion we need to do the work, right? And to bring all those different groups together. I want to stay right there on leadership. As a point leader in an organization, covering all the areas you cover with all the interest that people have in your work, how are you getting refreshed as a leader? How are you renewing yourself as a leader?
You know, in working in economic development, you really get immersed in what's happening in a community. I mean, you live here, you work here, and it's what you do for your work. So you really are like in a community all the time. So sometimes to get refreshed, you need to get away. So I love to travel, and it helps get you some new perspectives on how other communities work and function, and just gives you some distance and perspective, and that can be really refreshing. So I absolutely love to travel.
And you've got a lot of beautiful places to travel where you live too, right?
Without a doubt. I mean,
California.
All of it is absolutely spectacular.
So we've been thinking a lot about professional development and getting stronger as professionals. And we've got some things coming up in November. Carla, give us some insight into what people can expect as they continue to register for these great experiences.
Yeah, so Economics is coming to Atlanta, Georgia on November 1st and 2nd this year. And it's about a 24-hour experience, and it will feature 24 of the nation's leading site consultants. They'll be talking about what communities need to do in order to win and be more attractive for companies and some of the best practices. And then we also, immediately following that, we have an event called the Next Event, and it's for emerging economic developers, leaders in economic development. And Tim, I know this particular conference is near and dear to your heart. You were very excited when this was launched last year. Tell us a little bit about what happens at the Next Event.
Well, it's really a coming together of those who are looking to take the leadership roles in the future. And there's something very energizing about that group. Being in the room with all that energy and excitement and passion and creative approach, it's different, right, than being in a room full of leaders who have been in the game for 30 years. Some of the leaders who have been in for a while still have great passion, and it's refreshing to be in a room of people who are saying, we know what economic development can be, we know what it is, we know its power, and we just want to get sharper in our skills to be able to do that. And so the Next experience is one of those places where the next generation can be vulnerable. We have conversations at that conference that you often can't have in front of bosses and leaders and boards. We talk about some of the challenges of being a number two, a number three, of being in the mix in the team, knowing that your leadership talents are there. And so it's a great place for people to continue to grow and bring great value back to their organization. So I would really encourage all of our listening audience to think about the next leaders. Think about those people who are emerging and making a difference in your community and nominate them, invite them to the next experience. And you can go there now, right now, to go to your Google search and look up thenextexperience.net. And you can apply there. You can learn more about the conference there. And of course, if you got extra questions, you can call Carla or myself and get more information. So again, we're encouraging all those economic developers and the organizations, board members, supporters who are listening to the podcast today to pay it forward by investing in the next generation. So let's come back to you, Holly, as we continue to wrap up this podcast. When you think about the decisions you have to make there in your organization, which ones are really important for you as the point leader to make?
You know, it goes right to what you were just saying about the conference that you're holding later this year is the people you select for your team. Selecting strategy, really important, but having the right people that have the right attitude and the right commitment is absolutely critical to a successful organization.
And you as the point leader, you own that space. You're saying that is something that the point leader has to own and be excited about?
Yeah, you have to make it be your team, the team that works for you. I mean, in our organization, and I think in most, it's the executive who is making the staffing decisions, making the staffing selections, not the board. The board has chosen that executive to lead. And you want a group of people that are smart, energized, enthusiastic, and that complement you as a leader, you know, that work with your style, but also have differences in style so that you become stronger as a team, sometimes have differing points of view or differing approaches. And that's really good. I mean, I want to surround my people with smart, passionate people who are committed to the goal of the organization.
Yes. And it sounds like you have in a lot of ways with the results you've been getting.
Yeah, I have an absolutely wonderful team. It's been a great experience.
Isn't the work just better when you get to work around rock stars? Right? I mean, people who just get it and come to work passionate and bring their best. It's fun times. So let me ask you a final question here. The future of our industry depends on all of us being visionary and strategic. What are you most excited about? What are you most looking forward to in the next 5 years of your leadership?
So the Santa Clarita Valley Economic Development Corporation is a pretty young organization. We've been around about 6 years. And we're really moving kind of from being a young startup into a mature phase and really honing in on what we do, doing it exceptionally well, getting really great results. So I'm really excited about how do we continue to fulfill, kind of move into that mature organization space, really have the engines well-tuned and running great and honing in on what we can do, because I think we'll just continue to have so much success running the organization exceptionally well.
Well, Holly, congratulations on all the success you've had to this point. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And of course, congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you again. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.